Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture, some of the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel!
Now, boys, yes. What do we think is going to happen in Thunderbolts? Astros.
They're gonna beat the shit out of the void.
Oh shit, dude, he's spitting.
No. The void.
Taskmaster, dead.
Yeah.
What noise?
The rest survive.
Whoa.
Noise? But
even Ghost?
Someone's teased as dying, but they won't die. It'll either be Red Guardian or Ghost. Probably Red Guardian, because Ghost won't have enough that you care about.
Yeah.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's sad about Ghost.
So, I guess we know, or maybe it's the chair reveal.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Well, Ghost is in.
In the chairs?
Ghost is in the chairs.
So the only person not in the chairs that's
is Taskmaster.
Is Taskmaster.
There's been a bunch of. I saw on Twitter some, like, new posters for the movie for Thunderbolts where Taskmaster has clearly been photoshopped in. Like, I know obviously it'll be a Photoshop composite anyway,
yeah.
But this is, they just look extremely out of place,
yeah.
Which makes me think that they've been like, ooh, maybe we have made this too obvious.
Well, there's two trailers that have the same scene, and in one version, Taskmaster's in it, the other one, they're not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which means that not only do we know that Taskmaster is probably going to die, we know which scene it's going to happen.
Which is honestly, when you think about the characters in Thunderbolts, not surprising. Taskmaster.
Well, Taskmaster's got a really tragic backstory, though, so killing them off is weird.
Oh, yeah, it's strange. I wouldn't have done it, but also, they are mute, and they are a reinterpretation of a classic comics character.
Yeah,
like if I was Marvel and I was seeing the declining, you know, kind of state of
maybe zone. They're going to kill Taskmaster to prove they're not woke.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of what I'm thinking. They'll kill Taskmaster and then to bring back original normal Taskmaster to be like, don't worry, guys. In fact, Taskmaster's
this is your daddy's Taskmaster.
Yeah.
He boy now, like he's always been.
Taskmaster's a X-Men villain, yeah?
No,
I thought he was
either Avengers or Deadpool. Like, he's like he fights Deadpool a bunch.
Yeah,
or like he's just like a mercenary. Yeah. He's Avengers maybe. He's just one of those guys who's like, a photographic memory.
Yes, yeah, he can replicate anyone's powers.
Yeah.
But yeah, it kind of just doesn't surprise me that Taskmaster's getting the boot.
What if they kill, in quotation marks here, Taskmaster, as in they kill the title.
Yeah, I see.
And so then she become a something else.
Oh, interesting.
So it's like, even though it's the actress isn't in... whole chair reveal. Honestly,
but not every name necessarily.
That's true.
Because, I mean, Tom Holland's name's not on those chairs.
And he will definitely be.
Yeah. I don't know. Is this a rumor that's going around, speaking of Tom Holland, with the Spider-Mans, where it's like, oh, they're going to cast, you know, Blah as Mary Jane.
Oh, no. Okay, so that is a rumor. So basically... Yeah. That casting, that person you're referring to, whose name I can't remember, but they're in the All Too Well music video. I'm talking Winner Rhythm.
I've noticed, yes.
So the actress that's in All Too Well, which is a Taylor Swift music video,
They've
been cast in Brand New Day or Brave New World or whatever it's called.
Brand New Day.
Yeah. Brand New Day. That's too similar to Brave New World, Marvel.
Yeah, you can't be doing that, dude.
Brand New Day. But because they've got red hair and they're white, people are like, MJ, they are not...
Walking that back?
Zendaya is like one of the most popular actresses in the world.
It would be crazy, dude.
Comic book fans are freaks.
Yeah, but the comic... Here's another thing that people forget. And this goes out to you. And I know that listeners of this podcast, you are probably sick of hearing me come out so strong. But like, comic book fans... Movie studios don't give a shit about you, and they shouldn't. Mm. You're a very small fan base.
Yes, yeah.
Like, people are like, whoa, I better not fucking turn on the... No one cares about you, and they shouldn't. Like, look at the highest selling comic of recent times. It's probably... I'll look it up now. Jack shit copies.
Yeah.
Like, you're not making $2 billion movie because you're appealing to fans of comics.
No,
it is funny, though, because then it seems like for some reason there is a push to do that for a lot of the MCU movies.
I think it's that weird thing because...
They're trying to find a reset where they're hitting... Yeah. They're not trying to appeal to... comic book readers. They're trying to appeal to.
No,
like
I mean they kind of haven't been.
No, I was going to say they are appealing to comic book readers in the sense that it's that very vague recognition, right? So it's kind of like brand new day. Oh, that was the era of a Spider-Man where the thing happened, right? Oh yeah, I think I remember that. Oh yeah, I have a friend who read that comic, or I read. I have a friend who knows something. Oh yeah, that's meant to be a good run.
Well, it's kind of, 'cause there's this weird thing with the MCU that it's had for a long time, where it's like. It's like it wants to convince it's like the typical audience member is somebody that really likes comic books, well, doesn't really care about comic books, but really likes that these superhero movies are adaptations of comic books, but needs it to be sort of like more prestigious than it is. So that it somehow by like, they reference a comic that you've not read, but because it is a reference to a comic book, that gives it a weird kind of legitimate, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No. So like, again, if you look at, say, for example, and just off the top of my head that I'm thinking about, it's like Days of Future Past, like X-Men, Days of Future Past. And you're like, oh yeah, very, very like, you know, famous comic book, like, you know, a couple of issues, really. Storyline about, you know, going back into the past to, like, stop it. So it's like, oh, yeah, we have to, you know, X-Men had that, alternate reality, alternate, you know, future where things getting real bad, Sentinels are getting fucking everyone's shit up. Oh, so we're going to call this, you know, Days of Future Past. Oh, shit, they're going to do the thing. They didn't.
Yeah.
They did the vague interpretation of a thing, but it had enough, like, you know, credentials there.
Yeah.
That you were like, oh, yeah, I vaguely remember either reading that or knowing someone who read that or overhearing
or
someone
just,
say,
like,
oh, it was good.
Enough that I know it's. And I wonder if, like,
I was going to say, sorry to cut you off. Like, Age of Ultron, right? Mm. And you're like, oh, yeah, but, like, shit comic that no one gave a shit about.
Yeah, but it kind of doesn't matter.
Yeah, but maybe when I was like walking past a comic book store, I saw the title.
But
Age of Ultron.
I think it's more retroactive. I think it's like you as an MCU fan, see the movie's called Age of Ultron, and then you go online and you go, oh, it's based off this comic. And I think that is what gives it that legitimacy in your head. That's why they can do stuff like Brand New Day, a comic that is kind of reviled by the comic book audience, but it kind of doesn't matter. And I wonder if it's a product of. In the early days, people like our friend James, Mr. Sunday Movies, you know, that kind of like, these are all of the comic book references in this movie. That was an exciting thing. I remember doing that with like the first season of Daredevil.
Oh, yeah.
Being
that's so cool.
It's a reference to the comic book. And I wonder if they were like, well, that is the what people like about these movies.
Maybe.
And so then there's a kind of weird push to.
Like,
I don't know.
Because like you had that with Civil War. Again, it's like, kind of a dog shit comic, but they were like, we're going to use the name Civil War because people are like, oh, it's a ding, Easter egg.
Oh, that's a reference I know. Or later on you look, you go, oh, it's based off the Civil War comic.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm not going to read that, obviously.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to read that. I wonder if it's anything. Oh, this is kind of shit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, just going back to, I was just trying to find numbers to give everyone an indication of, like, why comic book readers. Look, hey. You like comic books, that's fine. But movies shouldn't be comic books.
As in,
they do their own thing and that's fine.
Correct.
Who gives a shit if they're changing stuff?
Sure.
Because in 2024, the highest selling comic...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a guess. Is it Ultimate Spider-Man?
No.
Okay, then I don't know.
It's a DC comic.
Interesting. Batman, maybe?
Absolute Batman issue one.
Yeah.
It sold 400,000 issues.
Yeah. Okay.
And DC have come out and been like, undisputedly... the highest selling comic of the year. Dogman and the Scarlet Sledder, which is a Dave Pikeley book, which is also a comic book, sold 1 million copies. Oh, wait, sorry. Sold 5 million copies in 2024. And between March and June of that year, sold 880,000 issues in the USA alone.
Yeah, so, sorry. Dogman and the Sledder?
Yeah.
Sold how many?
It sold 5 million. Yeah.
And Absolute Batman sold
400,000.
Which one's worth more? Sorry, I'm stupid. Sorry,
you
tell me. I'm so dumb.
Yeah.
What one's the highest number?
Dogman. Dogman's 5 million.
The Captain Underpants comic.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
where's that movie?
Yeah. Well, Dogman
did just get a movie.
Well,
but I mean, we encounter this all the time. Like, you know, this is the classic thing where they say, "Oh, this HBO TV show is like it's prestigious. It's so well reviewed and it's watched." And then you compare it to say something like Yellowstone, and you're like, "Oh, well, actually, no, it isn't." Yeah. Like on the grand scale, people are watching Seinfeld more.
Yeah, people are rewatching like Friends more.
Yeah, like that's just
or
how
like,
that's
was
just
it Blue Bloods. What's the one with Tom Selleck?
Yeah, I think that is Blue Bloods.
That.
And the Dogman movie is going to tap out at about 150 million worldwide.
Okay.
So if movie studios were like, we got to make one just for the comic book fans, their budget would need to be $100,000.
Yeah, for sure. Well, yeah, they don't do that, you know?
God, the internet.
Terrible, dude.
You guys.
Don't go there. Oh yeah, again, it's that kind of thing where you're like, you're right. It's like, oh yeah, it gives it credence to be like, oh, it's kind of based on this whatever. But you're like, oh yeah, all the things that I know about superhero films is I remember I've seen one of the Burton Batmans. Yeah. I think I saw a Planet of the Apes. Is that based on a comic? I actually don't know. And I've definitely seen
Star Wars,
Superman.
Yeah.
Is that part of Marvel?
I think it is really interesting to try and figure out the, like, mentality. Like, you know, we talked about, it was probably during one of the Spider-Verse episodes, where, like, people want the Spider-Verse characters to come into the MCU.
Yeah.
Because in their head, and it's the same with, like, bringing, say, like, Tom Hardy's Venom or something into the MCU.
It legitimizes it.
And it's such an interesting, kind of extremely foreign to me mentality.
Well, it's the same of, like, when it happened with Deadpool and Wolverine, where it's like, here's a whole bunch of people movies that you guys 20 years ago thought sucked huge farts out of dirty, dirty assholes.
Yeah.
Rock on.
Keep on trucking, brother. Nice. But you know, you see Elektra in that movie and you go,
Thank God.
And I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely don't know what.
Is it just the joy of seeing guys?
No, but it must be this idea that until Elektra appears in what is. Because even with Deadpool and Wolverine, Deadpool wasn't real for a bit. Like, Deadpool wasn't real in Deadpool 1 and 2. Fuck, but in Deadpool and Wolverine.
Deadpool and Wolverine, and then.
He's real.
And then he makes Wolverine real, too.
He makes Wolverine
well, not
real.
Just that, he makes this Wolverine real, and he also makes the other Wolverine real.
Yeah. And I that's true. And I don't know what. I mean, it's this weird idea of canon, I suppose, that, like, this is the main canon, and we need all these other things to come into the.
I guess,
it's weird.
I feel like, and I might be kind of off the mark here, but I feel like one of the big franchises that really drove canon fucking crazy was Star Wars.
Yeah.
And, like, as a kid, I guess knowing certain things. Well, Star Wars, everything used to be canon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I guess knowing, like, oh, it's cool that, like, I've seen Luke Skywalker in the movies, and now I know that in the books he did that. The guy I'm seeing in the movies did that.
I guess, like,
but now it's all the same medium, and I don't know.
Like with Star Wars, it's like, and again, it's like, you know, oh, it's Episode 4. What? Where's Episode 1 and 2 and 3? Yeah, what's going on? And then it's like, it has lots of middle. Oh, cool. You know what's going to happen? What's going to happen? But like, even like the, you know, putting like, oh, Episode 4 in front wasn't. Like the first, like it wasn't in there in the first cut, right? It wasn't the first print.
No,
that was added.
Although they did that, I thought that got added way later, but no, that got added
pretty soon after,
which is funny.
Yeah. So they were like, oh, actually, here's a cool idea for marketing purposes. Because again, it kind of creates buzz.
Yeah. But it's, I think what's funny is that it's like, that's not. Like, you know, there are multiple Marvel crossover comics, right? Yeah. There's like, you know, the Avengers versus the Transformers versus the Ninja Turtles or whatever. Mm-hmm. And people aren't like, fuck yes, finally, the Ninja Turtles are real. Because people understand they come from different franchises. Yeah. And like, you know, I'm human. I understand the joy of seeing two things you love
coming
in the
same
place coming together. That is cool. But I think the weird, like, the desire. And is it because you're like, comic books are for babies?
Maybe.
And comic book movies are for babies, but now.
I don't think so. No, because comic books are actually for, like, for elite nerds.
Yeah, because I understand that they put that reference in there for me because I know it. I don't know. To me, it's that
And movies are for babies, but not all movies. Only some movies. Yeah. Marvel movies are for babies. Zack Snyder movies are for strong,
strong men.
Beautiful men.
Yeah. I'm trying to think like that feeling of, say, watching a Fast and the Furious film. Like, and you saw it on me. That joy of, like, you know, this is the equivalent of playing with my Tonka truck. And I think that's the kind of, like... And for some reason, the Fast and the Furious franchise can get panned by certain, like, I guess, people who love, say, a Marvel franchise. It's the same thing.
It's absolutely the same thing. And many times...
That's me playing with my Matchbox toys and cars and Tonka trucks and having a great time. And that's me playing with my Spider-Man action figures and I'm having a great time.
No, because the logic in Fast and the Furious, that's meant to be a real world because they started stealing... DVD players.
Yeah.
Where in this, Tony Stark got fucking blown up with his own bomb, and that's real. And he built an Iron Man suit. Dom Toretto has never built an Iron Man suit. He can't just drive off to space.
Dude.
No,
he built a car.
But he shouldn't have been able to go to space.
He built a car, which is basically your Iron Man suit.
But it's also
it's exactly the same thing. They're shot for shot almost.
There's also a really weird thing going on. Let's try and examine this. Nerds is a certain proportion or demographic of nerds that love...
And we just want to say thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening. This is what the show is now. Okay? Either get on or you might have to leave.
That's all right. We've got plenty of other shows on the network that will be kinder to you. At least not be trying to break down what happened
So what I'm thinking about is Henry Cavill, right?
Yeah.
So Henry Cavill is a nerd.
Mm-hmm.
And in the way he behaves, the way he treats women.
Look it up.
Yeah, he sucks.
The terrible rumors, maybe.
The way he is on set, all of those things are a nerd, but
he
looks like...
a WoW player at one point.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And
he built his own computer, and he respects no women and loves to date 19-year-olds.
Yeah, exactly. He stinks.
All classic nerd behavior.
When the Me
Too
thing came out, he was like, hey... you can't even say hello to a woman anymore. And he did it in this article, and I remember all the photos are of him looking handsome and pensive. And I was like, who's this meant to appeal to?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe go watch another baseless speculation episode about Tron, maybe.
Exactly.
There's some similar vibes.
Similar vibes, okay. But anyway. The point about Henry Cavill is that he is a nerd, but he looks like a jock.
Yeah.
But all of the nerds are like, but
he's actually one of us.
He's a handsome nerd.
It's
now,
like a secret handshake.
Vin Diesel is a nerd who looks like a jock. But for some reason, they're like, he's a jock. What's going on there? Well, the motherfucker who made a movie about his D&D character.
Well, I think because
what's happening there? The Fast and Furious movies, when I hear people disparage them, it's because they say it's kind of brainless nonsense for, like, meatheads.
Mm. Yeah.
When it's actually, I mean, it's a bunch of cars driving
around. But it's awesome.
Yeah. And it's also kind of the nerdiest thing you've ever seen because they are just a superhero team. They're the Avengers now.
Yeah, rules.
But when people see those movies, they don't go, oh, awesome. He's like me for real. He's a nerd. And even when The Last Witch Hunter came out, people weren't like, fuck yeah, he's making a movie about his D&D character. They were like, brainless shit for meatheads because it's Vinny D.
I think it's
and
Vinny
D does seem like a doofus.
maybe.
And he's not like, he's not particularly well spoken.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. It could be.
Henry Cavill's accent, he's all like,
my goodness. Whereas Dom Toretto's like, hey, I'm Dom Toretto.
Yeah, exactly. You kind of, because what you want your nerd, you don't want your nerd to be like, yeah, natty 20 sick.
Yeah.
I believe I've rolled a 20.
Yes, absolutely. And I guess the difference as well is
I hit it.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah, but I guess also...
And how old are you, darling?
Yeah. Age is nothing but a number. But I guess Henry Cavill...
Are you so mature for your age?
Henry Cavill as well.
In this fancy realm, wow, the age of consent, you would not believe how low it can get.
In Landor, the age of consent does not exist. But elves do.
A woman director? The Witcher used to be for the fans. Yeah, now it's...
Not anymore. But I guess the thing
Henry Cavill's only made slop as well.
Yeah,
so anytime people are like, he actually stands for quality. What quality?
What quality? What are you talking
Man
about?
Man from Uncle?
That's, I mean, I like that movie, but people are like, wow, I wish this wasn't so soulless.
But I think the thing, I guess, with Henry
Cavill. What
else
Cavill,
has he done? I don't know, dude. Slop. Probably slop. Yeah. The thing with Henry Cavill, I guess.
Argyle?
Oh, hold on.
Well.
But Henry Cavill, I suppose, is like, he's traditionally handsome. He's like, seen as a dreamboat. Nobody's really saying that about Vin Diesel.
Yeah. The man who but looks he, like this, a thumb.
They're, yeah, exactly. But they're the same fucking guy.
Well, I think also, yes. But I'm wondering, like, you know, is the difference being that, say, with, say, Fast and the Furious, because Vinny D tended to got, like, maybe a bit more control, and you can kind of see that in the last film where he goes a little bit too insane.
Yeah, they're not all perfect.
And like in the behind the scenes stuff with all this kind of stuff, where it adds that drama of it all, and maybe that's like, you know, I don't know, is that where people are like, oh, see, for babies?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Jocks, some innate like fear in the nerd brain that sees a guy drive a cool car and flex his muscles.
I was wondering, like, also as well, is it because it's like, well, yeah, but like cars, you know,
I think that's a big part of it.
That's for jocks, you know, or you can be a car guy, but you can't be like a nerd in a car guy.
No.
You can be, you know, a nerd and love a superhero. Yeah, and that's what we like.
Actually, motherfuckers, car guys are some of the nerdiest guys out there.
Yeah.
Just replace cars with comic books and skin. And also, Vin Diesel, I think, is also maybe a bit of a scumbag dude as well. I think I heard some stuff there. So, like, I'm not out here defending Vinny D. I'm just saying they're the same guy. You know what I mean?
And maybe too similar.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe too similar. So, I don't know.
I don't know much about Vinny D at the moment. I think JD is on in the man in the chair. Maybe quickly Googling something, just actor controversy.
Yeah, something came out, I think, recently. Maybe.
There was only thing I know about was there was like an interview where he was making the person asking the interview
very uncomfortable.
And he apologized for that and was really drunk. But there actually is some other stuff.
I don't think he's perfect. Okay, I think again, him and Henry Cavill,
but
from the same cloth.
He's.
But anyway, it's weird. It's trying to understand that nerd mentality is sort of fascinating.
Because, like, again, I mean, like, I'm all for, like, again, I've always hated canon.
Yeah.
I think canon is a silly thing, especially when we hold, like, our stories to it. I think we shouldn't. You know, you look at a lot of like comic books, and the thing is, like, with comic books, they've been going for like so many goddamn years, 80 years, you know, whatever. It's just like, at some point, you know,
you just gotta let go, dude.
Yeah, let go. It's at one point with editorial, they're just like, we are not aging up our characters.
Yeah,
they're always like a level of stasis, and so it's like, you know, if you want to do like a dive into it, you're like, well, how much is happening in their week?
That's absolutely crazy. Which I kind of like with like Hellboy comics. They're like, hey, here's the timeline. You just tell stories on that timeline. This is the timeline, these things all happened, but there's a beginning and there's an end, and everything happens in the middle, and you're like, great, sure, fantastic.
Same thing with Invincible. It's kind of like, again, it's creator owned, but it's like, here's the beginning and here's the end. This is what happened, right? And
although, like, the TV show started to add new stuff in.
Yeah, that's true. I saw that. That's crazy.
That's its own thing. Yeah. Right? Again, I haven't seen the Invincible TV series, so I won't comment either way, shape, or form. But it's also like, again, if you look at, say, I think it's like Savage Dragon, it's like Eric Larson. So again, another like Image comic, and that's been going for like, you know, so long, but it's all by him. And it's just like, I found out recently, it's like the savage dragon who you're following now is the son of the original one who's dead.
Yeah.
So, but like, that, I think that comic got weirdly horny.
Hell yeah.
Nice. But yeah.
What about American Dragon Jake Long?
you remember that guy? That confused with a TV show that maybe is fake.
The New Adventures of Jackie Chan?
I remember that, dude. Jackie Chan and his niece got to find some magic gems. No, isn't there some show where it's like a guy is from American cartoons and he goes to anime?
I don't know anything about that one.
I think it was a Cartoon Network show. But anyway, I don't know, man. Nerds, it's interesting.
How did we get to here with canon? Anyway,
who can say?
So right, with Thunderbolts, it's this kind of like, oh yeah, with the media around it to be like, oh, who, you know, all these actors are coming back for Doomsday, and every actor there except for Taskmaster.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, everyone being like, you've killed
off. We know what happens.
You've killed off Taskmaster. Well done. Good job, everybody.
Kappa Mikey.
But again, I think maybe that could also be, I don't know, because you're like, maybe it's a fake out. Maybe the names.
But you're like, do people care enough?
Do they care
enough?
A, do they care enough? And B, is the marketing for Doomsday give a shit enough about Thunderbolts? Or they were like, wait, that's not out yet?
Oh, whoops.
I honestly think that based on the trailers, and you haven't seen them yet, Zaman, but there is a Thunderbolts trailer that's in the A24 style, and they keep releasing trailers that are very mood PC. They're trying really hard to be like, Thunderbolts is an actual movie.
Like, it looks like, I think, again, honestly, the trailers I have seen, yeah, looks kind of cool. Like, I'm...
We are now, there is two things about the trailers. Well, sorry, there's a thing that's very noticeable about the trailers that could mean one of two things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And with Marvel, it used to mean one of these things. But now with Marvel, it usually means the other thing.
Okay.
Which is, the scenes we're seeing in the trailer mostly seem to be the same three events.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, in the past that meant, oh, cool, this is probably just the first third of the movie.
And we're not seeing any reveals. Now you go, but those are the three acts of the movie.
This is the three scenes of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. That is, I think I've said for a while, for some reason, I've been cautiously optimistic about Thunderbolts. I remain cautiously optimistic about Thunderbolts. The only character, and this is so rare for me, in the trailer that annoys me is Alexi. And normally, I watch a fucking Marvel trailer and every character annoys me. Yeah. I want them all to shut the hell up.
What does Alexi say that bothers you?
He's got the Marvel sort of like...
It's like, oh,
comedy character.
I'm having a great time being shot at.
This guy from comics is cool, right, audience? That's the vibe he's got.
Yeah.
And it's like very much like, oh, I'm an idiot. Yelena, you are my daughter.
You know? I am a stupid man, Yelena.
I'm doofus. Bonk, bonk, bonk. Yelena, I will always love you. I will always look after you and protect you. Yeah. No, let nothing ever harm you because I love you. I'll watch you growing up. Big doofus, do big dancing.
I've been punched in the nuts.
My ghoulies. Yelena, I die for you. And I don't know. I'm sick of that character.
That's fair enough.
You've only seen him.
I mean that character in Marvel.
Yes. Oh, right, yeah. I get what you're saying. I don't know. To me, I'm hoping
that's Drax.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that is Drax.
I am hoping that it's that sort of like, and again, say what you will about the Deadpool franchise.
Yeah.
I like Deadpool 2 because I quite liked Cable and Deadpool because you had that straight man.
Mm-hmm. Sure, whatever.
I think those movies, I don't know,
we don't need to rehash this. Yeah. I'm moving ahead. I'm steaming ahead.
They could just run in hell.
We don't need to.
Yeah, we're not doing it. It's all right. Please continue. You like the relationship between Cable and Deadpool.
Yeah. And so it's this kind of thing like, you know, when everyone's just like, you know, like we called the Thunderbolts. Like, I don't think we should be calling us that. And then you have, you know, John Walker being like, oh, thank you. Someone finally said this. I don't know. That to me is like, it's on that cusp of that terrible Marvel comedy that we all in this room seem to hate.
I love it.
But it's...
I've been too negative. I love the quiz.
That's true. But then it's like, to me, that seems a bit more realistic.
Yeah,
in that
universe.
And that to me, I'm like, okay, it's cool. Because this, you know, the Red Guardian is this sort of big doofusy guy or whatever. And... I don't know. To me, the trailers look. I'm like, okay, I'm sold. I'm absolutely sold.
I mean, like, now this does start in a rough place because I am about to have to talk about a guy I cannot stand who also has plenty of stuff in his past. But like, I mean, there's a difference between like the early Joss Whedon.
True.
Like, as in like early Marvel quippy stuff before it became really like. Because the problem is. The quips aren't really the problem. The problem is that all of these movies just ended up boiling down into like a generic action comedy where everyone's quipping, the action's not impressive, and every movie kind of follows the same beats.
Yeah.
If they break away from that, there's nothing wrong with having quips.
Yeah.
Like, especially in a team-up movie. Every 100%. Fucking team-up movie
Of
has like the funny doofus.
You have to have that.
Because you kind of want something, someone to break the tension. But also it's like, you know, the quipping or whatever, it's like, I don't know. You want something like different with the characters that Marvel have to play with. So when they end up playing together with like your action figures slamming them together, you want them to have some difference.
Which you kind of feel like you have with this team, which is cool. Like, one, everybody's kind of lost, which is like there's a reason for these characters to come together beyond just they're like the superheroes, so they got to be the Avengers. It's like, all of them are trying to do something with their lives. That's cool. I like John Walker.
Yep.
I like John Walker sitting there with his baby, looking at his phone, being like, yeah, I shouldn't have beheaded that guy.
Even though that guy killed my friend, like, maybe
I kind of fucked my life up. Like, that's interesting. And Yelena being like, what am I doing with my life? That's interesting. Ghost and Taskmaster. But, and Bucky
What's Yelena been doing?
Just jobs for, as far as I know, jobs for Elaine from Veep.
Yeah, but didn't she...
She went to, like, oh, I got to kill Hawkeye. No, I guess
yeah,
I kill
but
Hawkeye.
Then... But then she kind of turns on Elaine from Veep.
Yeah, Elaine from Veep. Yeah.
No, because Hawkeye turns her around.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
Question mark.
Who
question
knows,
question
brother?
Mark, mate.
Who could
remember
anything?
Dude, you haven't
anything?
Seen Hawkeye, have you?
No. Kingpin goes for a bit of a run.
Kingpin gets shot in the head.
Mm. I remember him fleeing.
He does
yeah,
flee.
Yeah, he flees to get shot in the head.
Remember we talked about this? He sees his past because of Echo's powers.
That's Echo.
Not in Hawkeye.
No, he flees in the end of Hawkeye and then gets shot in the head by Echo.
Yeah.
Where's Yelena go? What's she up to?
I don't know.
Where's Hawkeye?
Yeah.
Not...
Well, I think
I don't mean Jeremy Renner Hawkeye. Yeah. I mean younger Hawkeye.
Yeah. Well, I think
she's recruiting for...
Young Avengers.
Yeah. Look, I know, and listeners, you've heard us... so confused about this nonstop. I know I'm never going to get any answers to where any of the characters are until Doomsday, and even then I mightn't get any.
The answer will be here.
In Doomsday.
Yeah. In Doomsday.
Again, when there's like, you know, who's alive, who's not. Because it could be a bit of a fake out in the sense that it's just like, you know, and the people that maybe die or don't die in Thunderbolt Asterix.
Yeah.
You know, you might be seeing the alternate versions of.
Yeah.
Because again, you are, you know, Doom is... Robert Downey Jr. Is that going to be just like a Tony Stark alternate, or are we just never seeing his face? We don't know, right?
Yeah,
I don't think
it's confusing.
My thing with Doomsday, I know I think I said this in Doomsday, is like I don't think that you can't go variant straight off the bat of dead characters. Mm. That can be a secret war move, but I don't think you can kill someone in this, then immediately have their.
You know, I would agree with you, but then I think about how they've done variant characters in the past where they're just like, here they are.
Yeah, but like, have they killed someone and then brought them back straight away like that before, except for Gamora?
No, not really. Mm. But still, it wouldn't shock
how
me.
How does Gamora die?
We've got Thunderbolts, then we've got Fantastic Gamora.
Yeah. Oh, she gets soul gem.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because you've got Thunderbolts.
Oh, yeah, they do bring her back straight away.
But and then we've got Fantastic Four before we have Doomsday, right?
Yeah.
So again, like, Fantastic Four is going to be in a different universe. So the characters that we see. So really, I mean, look, some characters might die that we don't think they do. But then again, does like, are we just softening the blow?
Well, and also,
and here's another thing, and I think one that is more likely and would be a cool fake out. If they wipe out a bunch of the Thunderbolts and they wipe out, I mean, they don't really have space to wipe anything else out.
Yeah.
But if the first scene in Doomsday is just set before...
True.
You just have, like, a scene set
before
Thunderbolts.
Yeah.
Then you can have Thunderbolts in it.
Yeah. Could be funny to have, like, the Void, you know, as like, wow, the Void is actually going on a bit of a rampage and kills a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Like, a lot of people.
What the fuck are Thunderbolts? I know that that's the entire point of the trailer.
How are they gonna
to be
take
like,
him down?
How the fuck
that's
do
what
they
excites
take
me
down a guy?
A scene in this movie, and it's such a basic scene, but I was just thinking about it then, and it was one of the scenes in the trailer where I was like, yeah, I'm excited for this movie, is when a big thing is falling and all of them have to get under it to stop it falling.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, man, in any other Marvel movie,
Spider-Man would whip it up and the building would crack straight perfectly upright.
But I kind of loved it in this. They're like, fuck, we're just guys. We're going to need everyone. I don't know. That's cool. I like that. And I love that they're just regular people. Like, you know, and Yelena says it. And it could still stink, of course. But I love that she's just like... none of us have powers. We're just people who run and shoot guns. Yeah. Like, how are we going to take that? That's cool. That's exciting.
Do we think it's just going to open up with like either one or two of them, or even the whole team? Mm. I don't know. Because they're trying to either break into...
you know what? The Thunderbolt writer hasn't written anything dog shit, really. He's worked pretty much exclusively in Marvel, but...
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, is it going to be... They all come and they're trying to, like, is it the break in or, like, the rescue a prisoner or whatever it was, and they, you know... First act is they're going to get
Sentry,
and then they
Bob, they're called at the start,
yeah,
and then they accidentally free Bob, who's like, you know, also the Void,
yeah.
Or is it going to be more of like, well, like we've seen like in the trailers where the Void's there just blipping people out, and then be like, that's kind of the opening.
I think Elaine
from Veep, yeah,
has hired a smaller group of the Thunderbolts.
Mm. Uh-huh.
So we're going to do like, you know, the Suicide Squad kind of thing.
No, sort of, but basically I think that she will have hired Red Guardian, Yelena, Ghost
to
go get Bob and be like, well, he's held captive or whatever. But then Bucky, who is a senator or some shit at this point, has like attacks them to stop them, be like, you don't know what the fuck you're doing. Then he gets out and they're like, oh, she's Yelena's fucking Elaine's bad.
Yeah.
We should team up. We got to stop Sentry, but also kill.
Like, stop Elaine.
Stop Elaine.
See, I reckon just because in the trailer we just watched, there's a bit where Sentry's like, I'm a god, why would I listen to you? So my theory is that they're like, they're like, we need to break out Sentry, but they're breaking out Sentry because he's going to be the head of the new Thunderbolts.
He's the Earth's greatest hero.
Yeah,
he also owns the Avengers Tower, I'm pretty sure.
Well, yeah, really? So then Elaine's like, well, get him together. They put him in a position of power. He goes corrupt, and Elaine's basically very Suicide Squad style. It's like, well,
whoopsie daisies.
He's a member of your team. You need to take him out. And so then they got to take
him out. Very brief plot synopsis we have, which isn't super obvious through the trailer, is...
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night. Didn't even have the energy to think. Just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
A group of anti-heroes are caught in a deadly trap and forced to work together on a dangerous mission. So yeah, I think that this is the movie that reveals that Julia Louis-Dreyfus is a bad character.
Yeah.
Even though
we kind of know.
Oh, yeah, because she was like, hey, Yelena, kill Hawkeye.
Yeah, I think she's kind of set up as...
Yeah, she's always been set up as a villain in a weird way.
Yeah, but you haven't seen her do anything except just bring bad people. Like, she's been, like, bad Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Hey, John Walker, loved the work you did of beheading that guy with the
shield. Great move. Very funny.
Loved it.
Cool.
Want to be on my new Avengers? Do we think that they will, with Sentry, they will use the stuff from the comics where he's been around the whole time?
And people can't remember him.
Yeah, will they do stuff where they're like, yeah, he was at the Battle of New York, or he fought Thanos or whatever. Hmm. Are they going to go for that?
I would only say, what the fuck?
That would be kind of cool, to be honest. You know what? That'd be kind of cool. I would,
If they did exactly like, because in the comics, it's like he's like lost his memory. No, isn't it suddenly he's like, he basically remembers who he is, but no one else does.
Yeah,
he's like, he has lost his memory, but he gets it back at the start of the comic.
Yeah, like I think it's the Void wiped him from existence.
Yeah.
So like no one knows who he is. Mm. And I think he had like a relationship with Rogue at one point and all this kind of stuff that happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everyone's just like, we don't know who the fuck you are.
Crazy fucking insane theory based on one barely relevant casting bit of information.
Yes. Okay.
Lawrence Fishburne is in this movie.
Whoa.
Playing Bill Foster, Giant Man.
Okay.
Or Goliath.
Goliath,
Who has only been in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yes.
What if Bill was just simply shrunk down by Pym particles and figured it out?
And got big.
he was again
in the quantum realm. I could see them saying that. I don't think you'd see it, but I think you might have, like they say, where has he been all this time?
I also don't think that they can say that he was there in the Battle of New York, because at this point, because of Avengers Endgame, Not saying, like, I mean, they can say like, it.
They went back in time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, no, no. Yeah, that's fine. I like, it's not like continuity wise, because I know that with Void and Sentry and whatever, it's like, fuck, he was there. We just forgot because
we forgot.
Dude, he makes us dumb as shit. I think his superpower is making everyone dumb.
He makes me dumb?
I don't know.
No, it's just that I think that you can't set a team like that up now because. Sorry, you can't set a scene like that up now because of Endgame. The audience will want to see it, and they're not bringing everyone back to refilm.
You don't
the scene
think they could just film the scene and put him in, and that's all CGI?
Maybe.
Or like, you know, it takes to a different part of New York where he's actually like stopping the, like one of the big ships,
or just
like
it's like a different angle entirely. Like,
I mean.
Like, they don't need to.
Oh,
they
sorry, Valentin is the one who bought Stark Tower.
Yeah, I didn't think it was Sentry.
I think it was just, I got confused because Sentry walks down the stairs in that scene.
Yeah. No, I think that's Valentina being like, I've got the, they free him at the beginning. She says, hey, I'm making you the new Avengers. You've all got, you know, marks on your ledger, black marks on your ledger. I'm going to make things good for you again. We're going to make the Thunderbolts. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, then obviously Sentry.
It's like, we're going to make a Thunderbolt. It's going to be a great thing. And that's what we're going to call you.
Yeah.
What did he do?
What did he? Oh.
Okay, so he destroyed the White House. So let's...
We'll come up with a different name. What do you think the asterisk is going to be? I hope it's Avengers. I hope they're just like, yeah, fuck you. These are the Avengers.
Well,
now.
I mean, advertising it's been Thunderbolts, Avengers not...
Yeah.
Avengers not available.
Not available,
like
yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. What other teams are there in Marvel?
I mean, people, if they go Dark Avengers, I roll my eyes so far back in my head, I die. But
you
the
see your own brain.
But other people stand on the chair in the cinema and both manage to come and shit at the same time in different directions.
Oh, whoa. Okay. Savage Avengers.
Savage Avengers?
Yep.
Savengers.
Savengers.
I don't know if names like that work.
No, it seems so stupid.
Yeah. Like, oh, just like, we're the Avengers, and like, we're a bit more savage than them, eh? Well, we are the Avengers, though.
And they're like,
and so they still call themselves the Avengers, once again.
I'm with Jackson. I hope that they're just like, Thunderbolts, Asterix. No, we're the new Avengers.
I think that would
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, but then they'll be like a bit
as in, like, I just think they're just going to go straight, like, we are the Avengers now.
Not even any reference to any other kind of... Dark or Savage, because I think that would be cool. And they're like, hey, fucking, who else is around?
Yeah.
You know, and then
Doctor Strange, Inner Hall, Shang-Chi.
Who cares?
Inner Hall, maybe?
Yeah. Fucking Captain America,
dead, old, or on the moon.
Well, yeah, but I mean, Sam Wilson, Captain America, he'll just join the team. Whatever.
Fighting the Hulk or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because again, like, you know, you talk about the Avengers, like, you know, in the comics, you've got, like, you know, the Great Lakes, Avengers West Coast, those kind of things. So again, it's like always like, oh, Avengers, then, like, whatever they are locally.
You know what? Here's another thing that I think is hinted at in the trailer. And again, casting hasn't been confirmed, but it's kind of a swing for the fence. I reckon at one point, so they're calling themselves Thunderbolts in honor of the new president. But then I think there'll be like a scene on TV or a radio report of him turning into Red Hulk and just tearing the shit out of stuff. Yeah. And they're like, hey, we got to change our
name. That'll be maybe that happens 100%. Before the scene where...
Yeah. Please stop calling.
Yeah, we can't be those. We can't be. It'd be so funny if they treat Tony to the Red Hulk like he was canceled.
Yeah, they might.
You sure we want to be associated with him? He was a Red Hulk.
I reckon it might just be like they're going to call the Avengers, and I reckon they might just be like, you know, either. Well, we're a bit darker, aren't we?
No.
We're just the Avengers. And so it'll be like, yeah, we are the Avengers.
But they'll reference one of the other kind of Avengers.
And then they can kill the... So maybe that's also something they can do.
Yeah.
Is like Doomsday ends up... Because again, we've had pretty much all of these guys announced for Doomsday.
Yeah.
If Doomsday ends up being like... You know, if this is the assembly of the Avengers, then Doomsday is built on this. You can have all of the... Like, you can fucking wipe through this team if you really want
it. Yeah.
Because this... sets it up as like finally their redemption, and then if you kill them in Doomsday or Secret Wars,
they
it's like
die redeemed.
Oh, that's a
yeah.
It's like yeah, they die redeemed, but that's also like that is enough for these characters.
Yes.
As in, but if you fucking kill Doctor Strange or whatever, I'm like, what's he been up to? What's going on? Yeah. Who cares?
No, I think you might be right. Like again, it's gonna be like yeah, they're just gonna be the Avengers.
Yeah,
and so when Doom is there to like wreck shit, they're like, well, we'll send the Avengers, and you either show it happening and like a bunch of them die, except for maybe I want to say Yelena, and like she'll like you know like the whole like battle scarred bloody to be like, what happened? We weren't prepared.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like told in flashbacky type stuff to be like, what do you mean? And then like the Red Guardian, like, Dad was the first to die.
Mm.
Whoa, you know?
That would be pretty good. Like, you know, but like, also that would rob them of a scene where Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man is like, oh, you're the Avengers?
I was the Avengers once.
I'll kill you where you stand.
Fill your hands, you son of a bitch. Yeah, that's right. They're doing True Grit now.
But yeah, like, again, it opens with, like, you know, again, like, maybe Bucky and, like, because again, like, of all the people in that, you're like, Bucky, Yelena, oh, who else do you really want to survive?
Yeah.
Really?
I think that Bucky's fucking clock is ticking.
Yeah. Tick-tock. As one of the last kind of remaining, like,
and like the
early phase Avengers.
After whatever arc they're doing now, because they kind of fucked up his relationship with Falcon.
Yeah.
With Falcon and Winter Soldier. Like, as in, like, with the Captain America movie, they didn't capitalize on it enough.
Okay.
So it's all like right. Now he's just going to end up stuck in this like kind of weird.
Yeah.
All right.
Kind of looks happening to fucking Doctor Strange as well. It's like, okay, he was separate for ages and he teamed up with the Avengers and made him seem like he's all powerful and wise. And then
He kind of fucked around in the multiverse for a bit.
And then Wong? Is he friends with Wong still? Where's Wong?
That's Wong? A good What's question. Okay, how, I'll paint this picture.
Yeah.
Right? So it's okay. How about this? You have Yelena and like, again, because it's like, you know, whatever happens in this movie, I reckon, everything is like, everyone's redeemed themselves. They become the new Avengers. There's little reference there to them, like, you know, oh, but we're a bit darker.
Yeah,
not really. We're still the Avengers. And so, like, that's all I think they might want to do to be, like, live a, like, a wink and a nudge in, like, you know, Doomsday. And it can open up, and it had, like, you know, Yelena comes in, and she's got, like, she has Bucky's arm, but it's her arm now. And, like, she's, like, absolutely fucked up, right? And then it's just, like, you know, and going to maybe, is it Valentina or whoever is going to be, like, the head of S.H.I.E.L.D. Avengers, whatever the fuck is happening, to be like, you know, it's in a similar thing to be like when Hulk is like, Thanos is coming, we're fucked.
Yeah.
In a similar kind of thing to be like, we, you know, we got sent in to Doom and we were not prepared. Like doing that kind of sit rep. We were not prepared. And like, what happened? And then it's like, you know, I kind of like if she's like, you know, oh, Dad was the first to fall. It's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, she's called him
Dad. Called him Dad. Oh, how nice.
Dead. How sweet. And then we just flash to like that action scene.
I don't think,
And I'm like, that to me, I'm like, I'm sold. I'm in. Let me see this film. And then you see all these people kind of like dropping.
Kind of like the reverse opening of fucking Age of Ultron.
Yes.
Where it's like the Avengers in medias res. Yeah, that's fucking right. Except instead of winning, they lose real bad.
Yeah, and like imagine that, like over there, like Red Guardian, cut in half. You're like, oh shit!
Like the scene, and they're not above doing. I mean, they've never done it like this, but they're not above it being a little bit like nasty because I mean, we saw Doctor Strange 2.
They
made a guy yell so hard his head popped. Turned another motherfucker into spaghetti. Made his head pop too.
Yeah,
it'd be so funny if
Peggy Carter cut in half.
Yeah, she's gonna be. I think she's confirmed for Doomsday. Yeah,
different one.
Yeah, different one, I guess.
not a half.
You know, yeah, probably not the one that was in also half. That.
Maybe she'll like pull up her shirt and she'll just have like a big scar.
What's of the spider name? Legs like Darth. Yeah.
What's the fucking what's the name of that team that everyone's like? Whoa, the Illuminati. Illuminati. Yeah.
It'd be really funny if Thunderbolts does really well and people are like, "Fuck, man, Marvel's back," and then Marvel's looking at their script for Doomsday where they get killed. Rewrite it.
Maybe. Again, I think,
look, I would love them not to do that, but.
Yeah, you never know. But yeah, like, again, in my hand, I'm like, oh, yeah, these could be the new Avengers, and like, okay, cool. Like, yeah, if it does. Because, yeah, you're right. They could just wipe them all out.
It's kind of in a way, it's sort of a shame because, and it's the weird thing about Doomsday and Secret Wars, where these are going to be a reboot of the universe.
Well,
so you kind of have, you get the feeling of like the dying days of the DCEU, where you're like, well, these movies don't really matter. You know what I mean?
Now you're falling into the is it canon, is it not thing.
No, it's not about that. It's just that because it's going to reboot, it means we don't get to do anything with these characters.
Okay. See, to me, it's more of like, we know it's going to reboot, so now the filmmakers can do whatever some they cool want. Shit with it.
Yeah, I think it's more just like,
that to me
left.
Is more like, hey,
but we also don't know it's going to be a reboot. Like, people have been saying that since Endgame. We were there. We were podcasting right through it. Everyone was like, Endgame, it's going to be, and they're going to reset afterwards because where else do you go from it?
Yeah, but I mean, this
they also fucking, what's the names? The guys I hate who make the movies.
The Russo brothers?
The Russo brothers have been like, with Endgame, we were directing an Avengers movie that was the end. Now we're directing an Avengers movie that's the beginning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of a new universe.
Yeah.
Or the beginning of a... I mean, no, because then that's the end again. Because it'll be the end of a previous universe.
No, but the beginning of a new one.
Yeah, but... Well,
that's what they're saying.
That's what. That's exactly what they're saying.
Are you dead?
You got rocks ahead?
Are you dumb? Well, no, you just got caught by the void?
Yeah. Brother, it's also the first Avengers movie since Endgame, but it's the first Avengers movie in three phases.
Yeah.
It's the beginning of the Avengers as is, I reckon. I don't reckon we're getting a straight reboot.
Yeah, interesting.
I don't think they're gonna.
That's a big swing for the fence.
Mm. I think that
that's a claim.
Yeah.
I just think it's like
egg mode.
I just think it's like way too. It's it. I think they're even like they're better off just being like, we're starting it again.
Mm.
Like as in like not even like like a soft reboot, just waiting and then being like, hey,
no, but I think this ties back to the legitimacy thing we were saying before. If you make it part of the canon of the world, people are like, wow, it's real.
Yeah.
If you say that universe is done, we're starting a new one, people say, I don't believe you.
Or,
oh, cool, so then I don't have to watch anything else.
Yeah.
So, okay, cool. Well, now I'll only watch it from this point onwards, right?
I think...
Or, and also, you're watching the new universe.
I'm showing my kids. Yeah. Oh, cool. You actually don't need to watch all these, you know, 80 films. You can just watch this.
Also think people wouldn't believe it. I think if you were like, that one's done, we're starting a new one, people would be watching the new one being like, when are the guys from the old one?
Well, actually, I mean, like, also, it doesn't matter what they do.
Yeah.
Like, at any point. Marvel have now done this crazy thing that because multiverses and stuff like that, the moment they stop showing multiverses and recasting, people are like, oh, it's a different universe.
Yeah,
and then they're just going to have one line when someone's like, yeah, we're in universe 69.
Yeah.
Whoa. The horny-verse.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Now we're cooking.
Nah, yeah, look, bold claim. Egg mode.
At least go T mode. Come on. You can go goatee mode for that.
Just like a goatee, just shaving off my beard because I'm like, oh, they
brother,
did do this.
I'll join you in this. If the movies reboot, you got to get a goatee.
Yep.
If they don't reboot, I'll get a goatee.
Okay, deal.
Locked it in. Great. You heard it here first, people.
Yeah.
2027 or whatever.
Yeah, Secret Wars is 2027.
Yeah.
I can't wait for all. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm confident. I'm like, yeah, look. Nice. Two goatees.
One goatee. Somehow we all end up with goatees.
Because goatees are in at that point.
We're just all in the movie with goatees. Because goatees are hot as fuck. We were idiots for disparaging
goatees. We'll get closer to... We'll settle out the bet properly closer to the thing of like what would... Like what we did with the Eternals.
Yeah, yeah.
Like just like what actually counts, what doesn't count.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Very true.
Yeah. Because if it's... Yeah.
Well, anyway. I think whatever they do with them will be exciting, but I kind of would have liked some time to see these characters, if they become the Avengers, avenge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's what this movie is, maybe?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, once these teams established, you know, because this is a kind of funny problem Marvel has, where they're like, right, teams established, the fuck do we do?
Time to break them up, I guess.
I don't know what to do with my team now.
I don't know what the fuck to watch to get excited for this, either.
Yeah.
Black
Widow?
No, well, that's what I mean, because, like, previously, you'd be like, oh, man, fuck yeah, like, fucking... Thor 4's coming out. Yeah. I got the three Thor movies to watch.
Yeah!
Can't
wait to watch all them Thors.
Or, like, you know what I mean? Yes. Like,
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
With this, it's like, okay, do I... So I guess Black Widow and Hawkeye?
Black Widow...
Honestly, Black Widow is it.
Yeah. Black Widow and Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, just Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah, to see what... Where'd Goliath go?
Ghost's from that movie.
Ghost is... Oh, which is why Goliath's in it as well, of course. Mm. And I guess that also, I mean, Bucky, I got to watch all the Captain America.
Yeah, fuck, dude, you got a big slate ahead of you.
I reckon, so in terms of the character deaths, Lawrence Fishburne,
he's dead before the movie starts.
That's so easy to kill off, right?
I mean, I think that would be a weird death because I reckon he's not even going to be in the movie long enough to die.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's going to, because he's going to die.
No, but it's in like...
that's the thing. And that's why it's like,
would be like killing...
Yeah.
It would be like killing someone in a post-credit scene.
Yeah.
I actually think he might be dead before the movie starts.
Yeah.
And only appear in flashbacks. And that's why Ghost is like...
Oh, yeah, Ghost is pissed off.
Ghost, like, my mentor is gone
is
or whatever.
Mentor or daughter or father? Or just I can't remember. Right? Who can remember?
Who remembers Ant-Man and the Wasp?
No,
dude. If I could list a bunch of movies and be like, what happens in it? And you would have no fucking idea.
Hey, who is the bad guy of Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Ghost.
Walt. Oh, yeah. Was Ghost. That's like, right.
Walton Goggins.
Tim Heidecker, he's in that movie.
That was a beautiful silence.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was Ghost. Yeah.
Who's the villain of Thor Ragnarok?
Oh, easy.
It's Hela.
Okay, yeah.
I reckon I could do it for any of them.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Iron not Man 2?
Iron Man 2 is... what's his face? Give me my bird.
Mm-mm, that's not the main villain of the movie.
You want to say Army Hammer? No.
That's close.
Yeah, Justin Hammer.
Yeah. What about Thor 2?
Thor the Dark World. Yeah.
That's the fucking Goblin Man.
Do you know his name? I know his name. I don't know why.
No.
Malekith.
Malekith. That's right.
The Dark Elf.
Dark Elf.
Played by Christopher Eccleston.
Never again, he said.
He said, I got to stop making this fucking movie. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thor 1's villain is Loki.
Yeah. Yes.
What happens in...
Mm-hmm.
And Ant-Man Quantumania is Ant-Man 3, Ant-Man 4. Okay. Whew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I remember all of them.
Yeah, I think I'm across it. I remember every Marvel movie.
Who's the villain of Winter Soldier? It's not Bucky.
It's Baron Zemo, isn't it?
Nope. That's Civil War.
Yeah. Like Arnim Zola, he appears.
Doesn't Baron
US
Zemo...
US government.
Mm-mm, it's the US... Well, it's Hydra. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, which is the US government.
Robert Redford.
Robert Redford,
goddamn.
Baron Zemo is only in... He's in Falcon and Winter Soldier, and he's in Civil
War. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. Is he a chance to be a surprise cameo in this?
He's kind of, he feels like he's lost to the, like...
Potentially. Like, he could be a cameo. Because, again, like, if you're talking about like the comic books,
and
if you want to do, like, you know, you're jerking off to, like, comic books or whatever, you're like, oh, yeah, Baron Zemo, he'd become, like, one of, like, the leaders of the Thunderbolts.
And,
look at me, I'm actually Baron Zemo.
Maybe Taskmaster is someone in a mask.
Maybe. If they don't kill her off, I reckon they might just convert her to something else.
Yeah.
And that's their way of, you know, trying to be like, see?
Don't worry, you've got both.
Don't worry.
You're good.
We have our cake, eat it too. It's good.
There's a lot of open threads that I just keep remembering that should...
Kind of resolve in this?
Well, or like this movie's getting too close to.
Yeah.
Make me think about them.
I don't think that they need to resolve a bunch of these because they could simply have like a hand waving them to be like, oh yeah, the void is killing a lot of things.
And
some of those things are including Baron Zemo, he's gone.
Baron Zemo's dead. Not Peggy Carter. The
breadwinner, what's she called?
The power broker.
The power broker.
Because that's one where I'm like, you guys, okay, we're gonna have to deal with that because that ties into.
Dead.
Because you could do like a lot with the void. Like imagine like, you know, okay, we know this universe is going to die soon. What if we go like really
well,
like...
Well, not big, all of us know big, this universe is going to die
that's
soon.
That's true. Yeah. What if you go big crazy mode and it's like, you know, the void's like really fucking shit up hard. Where's President Hulk at the moment?
Yeah, the Hulk. He's in the Hulk.
He's in the Hulk. Whatever that prison is. Oh, dead.
They could just blow up the
raft. They could blow
the
up
raft.
That prison. Yeah.
Is it called the raft?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the raft.
Just blow up the raft at some point.
Yeah, but who's in the raft at the moment?
Doesn't matter, because they could just say that down the track.
Everyone was in there.
Yeah, people go,
everyone that's not in the Thunderbolts, which I would say wouldn't count as a restart.
No,
President Hulk
agree.
Was in there. Hawkeye was visiting.
Both Hawkeyes, Ms. Marvel, Captain Marvel.
Daredevil was there, maybe.
Kingpin.
Yeah, he did.
Spider-Man.
And Dio is there.
Yeah, Venom's there, too.
Venom's there. He's dead.
Batman.
That's right. The Venom suit is also in the MCU.
Oh, yeah, crazy that's shit. Right.
Yeah.
There's like a nice... this is the weirdest thing, though, because you're like, oh, yeah, like, because again, with like Thunderbolts, whatever.
That's what
like,
I mean.
Teasing,
so Venom, many massive things. Like, I don't think we're getting
Venom,
a hard
one of the one of the people. But you're like, oh, yeah, if they're just kind of like, oh, yeah, we're doing Doomworld, who gives a shit?
Yeah, exactly.
It's weird. It's strange.
I think I'm going to really like this movie, and then I think I'm going to really dislike what happens to them in the Avengers movies. We got any swings for the fences?
I think we're going to see Void go like crazy mode.
Mm.
It's kind of like whatever the equivalent of seeing like this, like in comic books, when you see like, yeah, Scarlet Spider beat up Venom,
yeah,
or like anyone in Star Trek just beat the shit out of Worf.
Yeah,
you know, we're like, oh, he's a Klingon and he's powerful and he's yeah. real tough and he gets the shit yeah. kicked out of him all the time, because imagine how powerful this
guy's got to be strong if he can fight Worf.
So again, I think we're gonna see like, yeah, the Void fuck up some. Who's the big like heavy hit at the moment?
President Hulk.
Is it President yeah. Hulk? And that's why they can't pick all the Thunderbolts. Because there you go, there we go.
Yeah,
the Void kill President Hulk, who's in prison.
Yeah,
that, can they do that? Can Marvel do that? I don't know if Marvel can do that.
I
don't know if Marvel can kill President Hulk in prison. That feels fucked.
That feels loaded. Something yeah. loaded
real
about
loaded.
That.
I don't know if they can do that.
Is that an Epstein reference?
Is that is that what? President Hulk didn't kill himself, is all I'm saying. The Void got him.
The Void got him.
The Void got him, made him dumb as shit.
Yeah, but there's no
him.
Shadow in his cell. Like there was for everyone else. The Void got him.
The Void got him. The Void got President Hulk.
I think.
Yeah. Who else is the big hitters?
We don't really have any.
But also, yeah, I reckon we're going to get a big cameo, but I think that.
Just regular The Hulk?
Could be. Hulk's son.
Scar.
No,
I'm trying to think of like who they could get to cameo that's not too crazy.
Well, my swing for the fence is Norman Osborn. That's my swing for the fence.
I don't think they can introduce. This is what I mean yeah. when I say that I don't think they can do a hard reset of the universe.
Yeah.
Because people who keep saying that's happening are at the same time
yeah.
being like Venom,
reset? Yeah.
Norman Osborn and things like that. It's like you can't.
I don't know. I can imagine Norman Osborn, and then you get the new Spider-Man movie on the horizon.
But that's after Doomsday.
Yeah, still. I think you could do it. I think they've already screwed the pooch so many times. And yep. there's already no logic or cohesion to how they do any of the multiverse shit.
Yeah.
They've already fucking busted their fat nut in the dog, as everyone says.
Uh-huh.
That famous expression.
Yeah, okay. They do say that a lot.
And kind of anything could happen. I think they could introduce Norman Osborn here, played by, what's his face?
Willem Dafoe. Okay, sure.
Yeah, I think that would be the, if I was Marvel.
I'm something of an Avenger myself.
Yeah.
Even though we've like, in Spider-Man or the Spider-Man, like Willem Dafoe or as Osborn is like, there's no me.
Yeah.
Where me?
He didn't look hard enough.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I was there looking under Norman.
I got voided,
you Osborn
see?
Norman, not Norman Osborn.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made me dumb as shit. When I went through the portal, I actually went through the Void.
Yeah.
And I got dumb as shit, man.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe how stupid.
Or at least
was.
An Oscorp reference.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
okay,
my prediction.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, who the fuck is a heavy hitter? Like,
there
like,
aren't any.
I'm just like, is it just the Hulk?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's the Hulk or it's Thor.
But
it's
also
nobody that's
Void,
in New York.
But also the Void stuff we've seen in the trailer, it doesn't look like he needs to throw a punch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But then, so, like, killing the Hulk, right?
Killing Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
I reckon he's going to kill a Hulk.
Okay.
Yeah. Red Hulk.
Imagine they kill Mark Ruffalo Hulk.
Mark Ruffalo Hulk.
That would be crazy.
She-Hulk would also feel wrong.
Yeah.
I think, oh yeah.
He's
he
killed She-Hulk and Captain Marvel.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
And Taskmaster's no longer a lady.
You happy now?
And what your fucking wife?
What? He's back to being a white boy.
Just Marvel overcorrecting. Ms.
Marvel?
Also white?
And a boy?
Boy?
John
He's
Marvel?
He's a white boy named John Marvel.
Yeah, we're doing Marvel Man now. Marvel
it's Marvel's
man.
Boys.
okay. Yeah, Sentry's going to wipe. Okay, here's a little loose thread you could just tie off. Hulk and Hulk's son get fucking dropped by Sentry.
That would be crazy.
The Void.
Yeah, I mean, good swing.
I hope that something interesting happens and I don't leave the cinema by being like, I wish the movies would stop and I miss when movies were good.
Yeah, I hope instead of saying they got to stop making these movies, I go, they got to start making these movies.
Yeah.
That's my biggest prediction.
That would be huge.
That would be massive. That would be game changing.
Osborn, what do you reckon is going to happen?
Yeah, swing for the fence.
Yeah, I mean, like, my swing for the fence is that Taskmaster doesn't die.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which would be...
That would be crazy at this point.
Yeah.
But good swing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want this to be good, so good, like so bad, but I feel like that I want it so bad that it's going to be bad.
Yes, I have the same feeling.
I think that I'm getting tricked again and that this movie is going to be exactly like Captain America and everything we're seeing in the movie is the movie.
Yeah.
Maybe, but the trailers for Captain America kind of looked a bit dog shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
the trailers for this one looks pretty good.
Now, what if that void stuff we're seeing is the final fight?
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah.
If that's the final fight, I'm like, that's a strange choice.
Well, that's what we thought with Hulk, Red Hulk.
Yeah.
We're like, this would be the middle of the movie fight, and then they'll team up or
but
something.
But I get it. I have exactly the same fear that I've been like, I like the premise of this.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I've got a fog that's not letting me see all the bits I would normally be like, yuck.
Yeah, because like, I mean, we've also
seen...
But
I want to like it so bad.
The other trailer has like a jailbreak for Sentry in it. Yeah. So like, it could easily be the team gets together in the first act. Sentry jailbreak is the middle of the act, goes void, and then gets taken down in the third act, the end.
I mean, that's fine as long as the performances are good.
Yeah.
And the character stuff is good.
At least some shock and awe, or just like a little surprise.
Yeah, yeah.
Do we know where they're breaking him out of?
Nope.
Do you know the prison?
No. Looks kind of like the raft, but I don't think it is.
Could be a dead President Hulk.
He hung himself in prison.
We'll never tell.
Oh my God, Hillary Clinton did this.
Why would Joe Biden do such a horrible thing to President Hulk?
It was written a lot earlier. It's an old script.
President Hulk dead.
Okay, fair enough.
Because again, you think about Harrison Ford. He doesn't want to come back.
No.
He's the
general public. Like, don't want him to come back because his one movie was stinky.
Yeah. Like, I have made my bag. The script, whatever, was meant to be like, oh yeah, Red Hulk is, you know, in the post credits was just like, you know, he's escaped, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So they went back on that, and he's just like reconnecting with his daughter. A wonderful place to leave this character. In his movie, he kind of was like, I made some choices. I got to be a good peacetime president. No, I'm a Hulk.
Yeah.
I'm reconnecting with my daughter. There's an arc. Beautiful. Done. We love an arc.
I'm dead.
We don't need him anymore.
I'm killed by Sentry.
Now, Sentry kills him. Perfect.
Yeah, dead Hulk.
Dead Hulk,
President Hulk. Okay. And also...
Dead Hulk.
Yeah, and then everyone's happy because Harrison Ford isn't coming back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it could be like with Big Brain Boy, the leader.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh yeah, President Hulk knew about it. President Hulk knew about Sentry, and that's why he's pissed off a bit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you kept me hidden. True. Like the other leader boy.
Like the guy you kept a bunch of people
hidden.
But
they probably won't mention that because, shush.
Yeah, stop thinking about the last movie because it
doesn't matter.
So
but they might have finalized this before they realized the last movie was bad.
It's dead President Hulk.
Yeah.
Dead President Hulk.
I think you're right.
I think truly what we've got on our hands is another wonderful day at the movies.
Yeah, and I agree.
Wait.
Me neither, dude.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS Boys.
That's right, bitch.
Ain't that the truth, bitch?
Ain't that the fucking truth?
Bitch.
See you in the cinema.
Bye.
See you in the sewer.
See you in the sewer.
See you in the sewer.
That is a good sign-off. Yeah.